Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Part of District 2 of the county water system will be under a boil advisory through today. Emergency repairs are causing some discoloration along Chaparron Highway from 1300 to the 2300 block and on Fruit Ridge Road. The repairs should be complete by mid-afternoon. A 17-year-old Wyville High School student is recovering after she was struck by an SUV at the school yesterday. Wyville police said the student was dropped off and was crossing Lee Street when she stepped into the path of an oncoming vehicle. Her injuries were not life-threatening. The driver was cited for an expired inspection. A Fairbluff man is being held under no bond after he stabbed his son on Sunday, according to the sheriff's office. James Earl Bostic, age 63, was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury. He allegedly stabbed 23-year-old Taryn Josiah McCoy. McCoy is expected to recover. We have more on this story at CCN. Wyville police are investigating another shooting that occurred on last Thursday. The victim was injured at Kent Place Apartments. Curtis Gowan was transferred to Novant, New Hanover with serious injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The police department has not released any additional information. No charges have been filed after a case of reported animal cruelty in the Sierra Gorda area. The sheriff's office reported finding a dead cat in a crate outside a home on Pond Drive in freezing temperatures. Officers have been called there to investigate dogs who were in outside kennels with little or no shelter. The property owner has immediately took steps to provide better shelter for the animals and is in compliance, according to Animal Protective Services. Someone opened fire on a Wyville area home with 10 people inside of it early Friday. The shooting on Sandalwood Road left 3 bullet holes in the home, and no one was injured. The sheriff's office is investigating. State filing season for 2024 taxes is officially open. The State Department of Revenue is urging taxpayers to file as early as possible using e-filing at ncdor.gov. The deadline is April 15th for state and federal taxes. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has resulted in the destruction of a turkey flock in Sampson County. The Department of Agriculture said this is the second case so far this year and the 12th in North Carolina since the latest outbreak began. 8 backyard flocks have also been confirmed to have HPAI. You can see this story on our website for more. Automobile and homeowners insurance rates are going up for many North Carolinians. The increase approved by the Department of Insurance was significantly less than requested by insurance companies. Insurers are reeling from losses from Hurricane Helene and Tropical Storm 8, as well as increased coverage requirements for drivers. The Veterans Memorial Park Committee will meet Thursday at the fairgrounds at 6:30 p.m. New volunteers and members are welcome. Call 910-840-3848 for more information. Pastor Kevin Taylor will speak at United Faith and Hope Church in Evergreen on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The church is located at 56 His Drive. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.